From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin this hour with the latest from Japan. Authorities are now preparing to use a water cannon intended for riot control to pour water onto several damaged nuclear power reactors. Radiation at the Fukushima Daiichi plant in northeast Japan has hampered today's emergency response, and as this extraordinary effort suggests, the situation there remains tense. Joining us with the latest from Tokyo is NPR's Richard Harrison. Richard, we've heard so much in recent days about fires and explosions, radiation spikes, and other setbacks. Can you first give us a broad view of what the situation is right now today?
Sure, Michelle. There are six reactors at this power plant. Three were shut down during the tsunami but had nuclear fuel sitting in pools on hand, you'll recall. I'll talk about that in a minute. But three others had been operating at the time of the tsunami. Those three, units 1, 2, and 3, have all suffered from damage in their reactor cores. And as we've seen over the last few days, that has led to some release of radiation. The concern at these plants right now is whether a lot more radioactive inside them can escape. And the most authoritative information we have right now is from the International Atomic Energy Agency. They say that the pressurized vessels that hold the reactor core are, quote, largely intact. But we know there has been damage to at least two of those vessels, and two of those cores are not filled up with water as they should be, so they are unstable, and steam or smoke came out of one of those reactors today.
Now, Richard, you mentioned the three other units that were shut down at the time of the tsunami. What's the latest on the holding tanks of fuel over there?
Yes, and that is the greatest concern to many of the outside experts that I've been talking to. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the temperature is rising inside some of those fuel pools, and hot water is actually evaporating the water is what's happening, and possibly even boiling it off. The problem is especially acute in Unit 4, where there have been a series of fires we've been hearing about, and it's unclear, though, what exactly has been on fire there. No one can really explain that. But in that pool, number 4, water levels have been dropped to pretty low levels, apparently. In fact, the head of the NRC said it's conceivable the water may be gone entirely in one of those pools. When the water drops just even below the tops of the fuel rods, that explodes this zirconium metal casing that's around the fuel, and that can generate hydrogen gas and can cause explosions, and that can spread the nuclear fuel that's in there around. So that is a tense situation. And I should add that the water also acts as a radiation shield. So if it's evaporated, that means that the radiation from these fuel rods is just right there in that room, making it essentially impossible to be in there.
So I'm assuming that's where that water cannon comes in.
That's right, yeah. What they want to do is refill those pools that are holding that, that use nuclear fuel. And they'd been thinking about using military helicopters yesterday, but they've abandoned that. Apparently there was too much radiation in the air for the helicopters to fly and the access to a lot of problems at any rate. But so now instead they do have this water cannon that they hope they can shoot water through holes that are in the buildings, and they hope that some of that water will end up in the pools and help refill them.
This notion of shooting water through holes in the building from a distance sounds a bit, if I may say, like a Hail Mary pass.
Yes, that is true. But what the utility really needs is electricity. If they can get electricity back at the site, they can restart the pumps that normally provide water to those pools. And not long ago, in the middle of the night press conference, the utility said it is hoping to finally repair its diesel generators and have them back up and operating sometime in the next 24 hours. If they can succeed at that, they can fairly quickly cover up the spent fuel with water, and that would dramatically reduce the risk of explosions in that part of the plant.
And Richard, we're hoping to clear up a bit of confusion on another matter. There's been a lot of confusion about how many workers are still at the plant. We've heard news about a complete evacuation, as well as reports of a crew remaining, a crew of 50 people staying behind. What can you tell us?
I can tell you that there are conflicting reports, and we can't really get to the bottom of this. What the utility said early on yesterday at a press conference was that they were evacuating the area. They were taking the workers away. Later, they said there were some who remained, and they didn't evacuate entirely. They went to a safe area. It was unclear, conflicting reports about when those workers returned, but the utility did say that they were operating the pumps throughout the process. So it was not as though they completely abandoned the plant.
That's NPR's Richard Harris. Richard, thank you very much.
Okay.